Samantha almost wrecked all of our stuff. So I really told her what I thought.
Well, that doesn't sound like the right thing to do. How can you make it up to her? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. It is not always easy to get along. Maybe you have a friend you don't always agree with, but if you're a Christian, you should always do your best to show hospitality to others, even those you don't agree with. Hospitality is a big word, but it just means doing your best to be a good friend. 1 Peter 4:9 says, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Our story for today is entitled, Hospitality Habits. Hannah gave herself a quick look in the mirror while Faith twirled around in her new skirt. Girls, Mom called, our company is almost here. The sisters giggled and raced down the hall. A few minutes later, Mrs. Kelly arrived with her daughter, Brittany, who was about the girl's age, and Brittany's little sister, Samantha. The girls brought Brittany to their room to play, and Samantha toddled after them. The first thing little Samantha did when she entered the girls' room was give Faith's new stuffed kitty a big squeeze. Faith gasped, Samantha, no, please put my kitty down. She took it from Samantha's hands and placed it out of her reach. 10 minutes later, the girls were having a tea party when Samantha accidentally bumped into the table and the carefully placed dishes came crashing down. Samantha, Hannah said sternly, you're ruining everything. I'll take her back to my mom, Brittany said quietly. She took her younger sister by the hand and led her out of the room. When Mrs. Kelly changed Samantha's diaper, Mom came to check on her daughters. How's it going in here, girls? Faith sighed. Brittany's nice and all, but her baby sister is messing up all our stuff. Yeah, Hannah chimed in. She even almost broke my favorite pony. Girls, do you remember the verse we learned this morning? 1 Peter 4:9? Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling, the girls mumbled together. Mom nodded. Jesus sacrificed everything so he could welcome us into his family, and hospitality is one of the ways we show his love to others. Do you think the way you were acting towards Samantha was very hospitable? The girls looked at the floor and shook their heads. Well, how can you make this right? Mom asked. Wait and see, Faith said with a grin. When Brittany and Samantha walked in a minute later, the girls knelt down beside Samantha and offered her two of their favorite stuffed animals. Pet her head, Samantha, Faith said, holding out her stuffed kitty. She's so fluffy. Samantha pet the kitty's head and giggled. Mom beamed and headed for the door. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go share my favorite chocolates with Mrs. Kelly. Well, how about you? Is it hard for you to share your special toys and treats when others come to visit you? A great way to practice hospitality is to remember two things. First, people always matter more than things. And second, God gave us everything we have so we could use it to show others his love. When we open our homes to others, it opens our hearts to them as well. Our key verse is 1 Peter 4:9.
Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
And our key thought for today, practice hospitality. My dog Chester is missing. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio to find the secret code phrase and then send it in for a chance to win a Chester prize pack. Join at keysforkids.net and tap search for Chester in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.